mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. You know, America is a unique nation, or it was. It had a philosophy different than any other country, for it certainly wanted to restrict the power of government so men could be free. And the whole concept was, of course, that men would govern themselves, that old adage, you know, you'll either be ruled by the Bible or you'll be ruled by bayonets. You'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. And America was formed with a strong religious background, with the idea that if moral men could govern themselves. Now, most countries, you need an all-powerful elite, an all-powerful elite who will tell you exactly how you're going to live and give you the semblance of freedom. And the idea that you elect the representatives, but it really doesn't matter because the elected representatives can be bought and sold by the people of great wealth. And that, unfortunately, is exactly the system we've deteriorated into. A small group of people controls the mass media, controls what we hear, see, and read. A small group of very powerful people elects the representatives by providing amazing amounts of money. Sidney Romney does not have great support in America, nor does Rick Santorum, nor does Newt Gingrich. The man who has the support of the people is Ron Paul. And the enthusiasm of the people who support him, but they see, because they control the media, the bad ones, the evil and wicked people, why they don't even mention Ron Paul hardly at all. And the last thing they want is a man who is in power, who is not under their control. And believe me, these are wicked and evil people. But behind them are powerful, evil and wicked spiritual forces. And until you understand that, very little makes sense today. So how do we approach this problem that we face? Well, first of all, we have to understand what America was. Our Constitution, which is the foundation of our freedom, which isn't even taught in law schools today. All we're ever taught is what corrupt judges have said about the Constitution, but not what the form of government that our founders created. And so that's what David Whitney and the Institute of the Constitution are doing. And David, so good to have you with us again today.
Hi, Dr. Monteith. Actually, it's Pastor Billy Crone from Get Life Ministries.
Well, I thought you were on this morning, and then my producer said it was David Whitney, and I'm thinking, did I mess up? Well, this is Pastor Billy Crone, certainly one of our favorite guest, and he was on the schedule this morning, and I just got misled, and I apologize, Pastor Crone, You go right ahead, because Pastor Billy Crone is going to be talking about a new series he's doing, which is so vitally important, and goes right along with the things we're talking about. What is happening today, politically, what is happening today, certainly historically, and as we move into the final countdown. Go right ahead.
You know, just to dovetail, even though that's originally what I wasn't prepared to talk about, but that sure is a, you know, a hot topic that you're dealing with, certainly with election time. And you look at the founders of our country, and boy, they had a whole different idea of what government was all about.
They sure did. Go ahead. But there's the spiritual forces here, and unless we understand that, so much of this doesn't make sense, and that's where your message comes in.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, part of what we want people to realize is that, you know, of course, we're being lied to. You know, like what one guy had said, you know, hey, you can't just accuse it of being conspiracy if you can demonstrate it's true and it's factual. It has nothing to do with conspiracy. And there's been this conspiracy for quite some time, as you know, Dr. Monteith, in our nation's history. It's been rewritten. And but it's also a spiritual attack is what's really going on, because the entities and the powers that be, they hate God. They don't want you to understand that God is the one who has given us our liberties. They don't want you to understand the foundations of our country, that we reformed a republic, and that government should be severely limited. And it truly was supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. In fact, I was just talking to a guy on the way into the office this morning for the interview that, you know, the whole purpose of an education back in the day of our founding fathers was to equip yourself to serve other people in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's our founding fathers. I mean, the original institutions, like even Harvard's, started by John Harvard, a minister, that was the purpose of going to get an education, was to equip yourself to serve mankind in the name of Jesus Christ. And today, now the whole purpose of an education, they say if you get a good education, you'll be able to get a good job. And then if you get a good job, that's defined as one that enables you to earn a lot of money. And the whole purpose of that is so you can buy a bunch of things that nobody needs to, you know, impress people who you don't even know, who don't even care. And that how is now our way of life. And while we're busy with this rat race, while we're busy being concerned about the economy instead of what is being played out before us, we're being corralled into a fence, folks. And it's the Antichrist system that's fast approaching upon us. And, you know, as I was sharing in the car, I said, we are so distracted. We've got sucked into this lie that this is the only light there is, and that we don't need to be concerned about things. Just, you know, make sure that the economy is great and give me some entertainment, and I don't care who rules me. You know, as opposed to the backbone and the character of our founding fathers, it's radically different. And again, if you study history, it's the old tactics that the Romans used on the Roman culture. It was called bread and circus, if you're familiar with the terminology, your listeners, Dr. Monteith. And it was basically give the people bread, give them circus, you know, entertainment once in a while, and they don't care who rules them. And it's the same ploy that's being put upon us today. Just make sure that the economy's okay. Somehow you're going to retain some sort of a retirement plan. And then throw in some entertainment, media, all that stuff. And your average person today says, I don't care. I don't care. I just want to make sure that I got my finances, my entertainment, and they don't care who rules them. People do not get active. They don't get involved like they used to, like our founding fathers set this up. People were supposed to be behind this system. It was truly, again, supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. But the people, frankly, they're apathetic. They don't care. But even that, the one book that nobody wants to read anymore, the Bible, tells us exactly what would happen, that people would have that kind of attitude. They would be lovers of self rather than lovers of God. They would be lovers of pleasure rather than the things of God. And that is
coming. Hang on to that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Pastor Billy Crone, right here in America.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and Pastor, go right ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Matisse, what we'd like to deal with is not only with what's going on in the geopolitical forefront, and certainly in our own nation, but certainly to let people know that, believe it or not, a lot of these events really shouldn't take you too much off guard. That is, if you're into the reading the Bible, because the Bible warned that in the last days these kind of events would take place, with the rise of a push for a global government and a global religion and a global economy, and the very things that we see in our news virtually every single night is the things that the Bible predicted would take place just before the end of days, before Jesus Christ would return, nearly 2,000 years ago predicted, and portions of the Old Testament much even further than that. And getting ready to do a major revision in our study that we have called the Final Countdown. And so in getting equipped with that and expanding on that and updating that, and there's just so much going on. I'm just really excited about it. And we're also working on, Lord willing, a documentary on UFOs. Week before last, we were out there near Area 51 looking for some background shots and things of that nature. So lots is going on this year. Certainly this is the big year with the false prophecy, the Mayan prophecy 2012. It's not going to happen, but at least this is a time when people are at least starting to think about prophetic issues. And so, you know, we provide these kind of studies and try to encourage people to get them in the right path. And but I think the irony of the situation, too, is, you know, people oftentimes they'll scoff and they'll say, well, come on, you Christians have been saying this for the last 100 years, that, you know, all these signs of the times and Jesus come back and nothing's happened. Well, actually, that attitude was predicted by the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter in the last days, and he said scoffers will come, and they're going to scoff, and here's exactly what they're going to say. Where's this coming that he's promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it is since the beginning of the creation. Okay, but they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, and by these waters, also the world at that time was deluged and destroyed. Okay, and by the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire. Okay? And so the Bible says that God is not only getting ready to judge this world again, okay, but he said he's already done it. And so we try to cover both bases, not only dealing with the signs of the times that we know, we don't know the day nor the hour, and it's unfortunate these people try to predict a date when the Bible says no man knows, okay? And but the Bible does give us signs that it's getting close. Of course, with the Jewish people, that was the big one, coming back as a nation, and the things that are going on, even today with what we're seeing in the news, it's huge. Every time when you see on the news what's going on with Israel, you need to think, oh my, we're getting very close. Modern technology, the increase of earthquakes and famines and pestilences, wars and rumors of wars, boy, is that on the news every night or what? Especially with the Iran issue, which very well could be the beginning of the fulfilling of the Gog and Magog prophecy in Ezekiel. the rise of falsehood, the people coming here claiming that they're Jesus Christ and false teachers and the New Age and the church going down the tubes, not getting better, getting worse, unfortunately. But man, I can't wait to get to that. I mean, we're dealing with the influx of the churches are being infiltrated by witches, taking control, lots of crazy stuff going on. The push for a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, and, of course, for the first time in mankind's history, folks, this is what makes these things different. We have the technology to pull off the mark of the beast. Whether it's in, whether it's on, it doesn't matter. The hand or the forehead, the right hand or forehead, it doesn't matter. We have both technologies either way. And all kinds of things. The death of the two witnesses, Revelation chapter 11, where it says that they're going to gaze upon their bodies for 3.5 days in Jerusalem. Hey, folks, picture yourself when John, the Apostle John's writing this. He's like, how in the world is the whole world going to gaze on these guys' bodies for several days? Well, we do that all the time with global technology, with television and things of that nature. And on it goes. This is what makes these times different. The technology has allowed us to pull off these intimate details in the Scripture to know that we are in the last days. And time is running out, folks. You need to get right with the Lord. But oftentimes people will scoff, just like the Bible predicted, and they'll say, well, come on, you guys have been saying this. I just don't buy that. Here's what I was talking about. We try to cover both bases. We not only expose the signs that we are clearly living the last days and time is running out. Are you ready? But we go back, what I just read, and prove that, folks, this isn't the first time. What's coming down the pike is not the first time that God judges planet. He already judged this planet with a worldwide flood. And again, whether it's in the future events that's getting ready to come down the pike, or whether it's with the past events, with Noah's flood, once again, scoffers come and they say, oh, come on, there's no evidence, there's no proof, blah, blah, blah. And that's why we cover in our study the judge creation. And we deal with the scientific, the archaeological, logical evidence that, folks, there really was a worldwide flood. If you don't want to believe in the signs that are all around us right now, that we're living in the last days, God is on the cusp, folks, of judging this planet once again, then if you don't want to listen to that, would you at least listen to the evidence that God, yes, did, folks, judge this world already? And that's what we provide on this study. You know, people say, well, if there really was a worldwide flood, you'd at least have somebody talking about it outside the Bible. Well, yeah, you know, it did affect all of humanity. And that's why if you do the research, folks, there's about 500 different flood legends from around the world. Okay? It's not just the scriptural account. Everybody's talking about it because it affected everybody. Okay? But they won't tell you that in the textbooks. Okay? Then they would say, well, come on, you mean to tell me the whole world was flooded with water? There's not enough water. Yes, there is if you do the worst research. The Bible says it didn't just come from above, it came from below. The earth cracked up, the water shoot out, the great springs, the deep, the Bible says, shot up. And then after the waters receded, it went back into the earth. The cracks are still there. Look at the topography of the earth, folks, without the oceans there. And you can see the bottom. The earth is still cracked up where the waters came shooting forth. That's why they're there. Okay, and he said, well, there's not enough water in the earth. Yes, there is, folks. They've actually discovered that there's enough, the equivalent of water in the earth's crust is upwards to 30 of our present-day oceans, which covers 75% of the earth. There's 30 of them, at least. Some would say even more. There's plenty of water still inside the earth that had receded, that came up and flooded the earth. It's still there. And you think, well, gee whiz, if there really was a worldwide flood, and God really did judge this planet once, and so we better pay attention when he says he's going to do it again, then you would expect to find billions of dead things buried in rock layers all over the earth. Well, guess what we find? That's exactly what we find. Billions of dead things buried in rock layers all over the earth. Tons and tons of dead things. We just call them fossils. Okay, and then you take a look at the evidence. Folks, that's what killed the dinosaurs. It wasn't a meteor. It wasn't back problems, as some people would try to say, and that's, we list all kinds of wild ideas. They don't want to admit what the obvious factor was. It was a flood. And it not only wiped out the dinosaurs, it wiped out everything except for 8 people on a boat with the animals that it contained. Then people say, well, there's no way that all those animals. Well, first of all, he didn't take all the animals. It was only the land breathing, air breathing land animals, and he didn't take 2 of every species. He only took 2 of every kind. You don't need 250 different dogs. You just need one of the dog kind. Okay, and so it limits it. But if you do the math and you take a look at all this information and you calculate it, not only was there enough room on the ark for the animals and Noah and his family and provisions and food and water, but there was room to spare. Okay, that's if you deal with the facts. And then people say, well, come on, you mean to tell me there was a worldwide flood and there's this whole civilization before, you would think that we would find some evidence of that. That's exactly what I want to talk about today. We not only find evidence, but we find evidence that once agrees with the biblical account that these people in Noah's day, the pre-flood society, was not what evolution would have you and I believe. See, evolution lies to us and not only says that we were created from an ape instead of Adam, but they would say the further we go back in mankind's history, the dumber man was. And that man was eking out an existence, grunting and groaning, with his knuckles dragging on the ground like an ape. Okay, the further you go back. That's not what we find in the archaeological record, folks. We find that mankind, which is exactly what the Bible says, was incredibly smart. In fact, they were extremely intelligent. They were, listen, extremely high-tech. It has nothing to do with aliens coming here. That's a whole other lie that we cover. Giving us some secret knowledge, teaching us how to make fire. It has nothing to do with that. It agrees with the biblical account that mankind from the start was super intelligent, much more intelligent than we are today, and they were super high-tech society that got deluged and destroyed by the flood. That's why we find these high-tech things in the dirt, and that's what we dealt with last time. Folks, they find ancient computers buried in the dirt that actual archaeologists, and these are non-Christians, they say we are stunned at the ingenuity of the ancients. Now listen to what this guy said. He said, it makes you wonder what they would have achieved if they carried on. Would they have had a man on the moon by 300 A.D.? He said, it sounds ridiculous, but if they were able to construct something as technically brilliant as this, it's not complete fantasy. Folks, this is, it's all over the place. There's no evidence for God judging this world. It's all over there. It's in the dirt. And what they do, folks, is when they find these things, they sit there, they catalog them away, they put them in a box, and they just say, that's an anomaly. And an anomaly, can I translate that for you? That says, that totally blows away our theory of evolution. There's no reason why this should be in the fossil record, okay, because it doesn't fit our preconceived idea that the further you go back, the dumber man was. They find ancient batteries today that mankind had electricity long before Thomas Edison ever rediscovered it. And see, that's the issue, folks. Mankind is actually rediscovering a lot of things that man already knew, but it was destroyed at the time of the flood. In fact, so high-tech was mankind back then that we can't even duplicate some of the technology that we find in the pre-flood society that's now buried in the dirt. They find ancient springs. Listen to the precision of this. 1/10,000th of an inch of kind of these springs and metal objects, precision objects, okay? And one researcher, he said, contrary to what some commentaries believe, we don't think that these objects are extraterrestrial in origin. Rather, we think their origin is very terrestrial, the vestiges of a former high-tech civilization, and the evidence of which will become increasingly apparent over the coming years. But again, we expose that in our studies, even with secular archaeologists. If you try to bring this information out into society, they will fire you, they will ban you, they will blacklist you, and we quote the actual archaeologists where that's happened. We've had we document, and you can see the actual interview, that archaeologists have been escorted off their finds, because what they find disagrees with evolution, at machine gun point, and banned from ever going back. This is the kind of stuff that is going on, folks, and we document it. And it isn't just you Christians. You say, well, of course your Christian's going to say that. You're biased. These are non-Christians, so you can't even say that. We're just dealing with the facts, and it's not my fault that the facts just happen to agree with the biblical account. They find the evidence that man very well could have had ancient flight capabilities prior to the Wright brothers, of course. They find ancient maps of the pre-flood society that just is just amazing. We're talking dams that are 2 miles long, and it's just wild, the technology that they had that we find buried in the dirt. And then they find some of the ancient structures. You know, people talk about the pyramids, how they build the pyramids and all that stuff. Hey, folks, they don't tell you, apparently, that they find things that blow the pyramids away. One column that they found that's obviously man-made is called the monolith, and it weighs over 2 million pounds. Now, in comparison, the largest stones used in the Great Pyramid weighed only 400,000 pounds, which people are still scratching their heads. How'd they do that? Okay, but one stone's called the monolith. That's 2 million pounds. Okay, one person stated this, direct quote, he said, forget the ancient airplanes, forget those world maps. This alone should set straight the standard line of evolution of primitive man to advanced man and then to civilization on its ear. There is no way that this stone can be explained by the science and history that they teach us in school. There are no historical records, although, listen, the local folks think it's part of the remains of a pre-flood city that was originally built by Cain after his banishment. Maybe those locals know more than what the folks are trying to say, and maybe it's because they haven't been indoctrinated in the live evolution like you and I have. But that's not all. In the dirt, buried in the dirt, they find metal cubes. Now, the problem with evolution is the problem is the layer of dirt, according to evolution anyway, that they find these metal cubes that are obviously man-made, was supposed to be 65 million years old. Oops, that doesn't fit. They find iron pots, okay, encased in coal. Now, the problem is, according to evolution, where they found the coal, that layer should be 300 to 325 million years old. What's that doing in there, according to evolution? They find pagan bells that were used for worship in the pre-flood society in the dirt. They find decorative vases. They find gold jewelry, obviously man-made. They find metal hammers. And again, these are all found in layers of rock that can be anywhere from 100,000 years old, according to evolution, 300 million years old to evolution. And any one of these finds, and there's not one, there's tons of them, absolutely blows away evolution. It's not true. There are countless
of
history is lying.
We'll be back in just a moment here. We've been lied to because there is a conspiracy against God. Be back at home.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information?
Sure. You can check us out at our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can join us for studies at sunriselv.com, sunriselv, as in Las Vegas, .com. Or you could just go to a search engine and type in my name, Billy Crone. That should take you where you need to go.
Okay, fine. And you want to spell your name so they'll get it right?
Sure. It's C-R-O-N-E, N as in Nancy.
All right, C-R-O-N-E. And the fascinating material, we do carry a number of Pastor Crone's video series because we think they're essential for you to begin to understand the world, the real world we live in, not the artificial one created by the mass media and our educational system. Pastor Crone, go right ahead.
Well, yeah, we've talked about, obviously, so far, Dr. Monteith, there's not only evidence of the days that we live in all around us that we're approaching the next time of God's judgment on the planet, but he really has already judged his planet the first time. So if you don't want to listen to the future events and the signs of the times, would you please look around and realize that, yes, he did judge it once, and yes, he's getting ready to do it again. Either way, either angle, you need to deal with the facts. And again, one of the neat evidences that we also find that there really was a pre-flood society that got destroyed was, again, you know, scoffers would say that, again, the Bible predicted would come, in specifically in the last days, and that's, again, when evolution has arisen on the scene, so that, once again, the Bible gets it exactly right, is that you would think, okay, once again, we find some artifacts, like I had mentioned, you find these high-tech technology, and that agrees with the biblical account, you find some jewelry and decorative vases, and, you know, but again, that's not all. You know, they find utensils, they find dolls, they find statues, they find tile floors. You know, this is all embedded way down in the dirt. According to evolution, it shouldn't be there. But you would think, okay, if there was this whole giant society around the world, had their own, you know, cities and stuff like that, that we'd find maybe some of their cities. Well, folks, we do. And we not only find them, just one. You know, people will talk about underwater cities, I think of Atlantis. You know, it's just the one. Folks, what they don't tell you, it's almost like Atlantis has become a sidetrack issue to grab people's attention instead of dealing with all the other finds that they find all over the world, mind you, of a society that was completely deluged. It's still there under the water. It blows my mind, Dr. Monteith, why they refuse to share this information. And let me give you a couple examples of the cities that we still find. It isn't just the Atlantis issue. It's all over the world. They find at the bottom of the ocean. Whole civilizations. Listen to this. In America, 1967, and we document all this on our studies, the world's deepest diving submarine at that time was called the Illuminati, okay, in 1967. And it discovered, even back then, folks, an undersea road off the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, okay? So there's a great network going on. And the road extended to as deep as 3,000 feet underneath the ocean, and it was paved with a layer of magnesium oxide. And the owner of the sub reported that the currents kept the road swept clean underneath the ocean currents, and so it looked just like a blacktop. In fact, so much so that they actually attached wheels to the aluminum, and it rolled right along that road perfectly fine. And one person said, they said, what technology to build a long blacktop paved road for hundreds of miles that is still in good condition under the ocean many thousands of years later? Well, I'll answer that question. Now, the Bible says there was a highly advanced pre-flood society that got so wicked that God destroyed it, you know, kind of like today's society. And that's why it's there, and that's the leftover remains. And so if we see that, we go, ooh, wow, hey, God really did judge this pre-flood world that got really wicked. And if he says he's going to do it a second time, maybe we should pay attention. But that's just one, folks. In the Atlantic, in the deep Atlantic, in 1966, a year before that, another research expedition was led by Duke University, and they photographed what appeared to be rock columns, listen, under 6,000 feet of the ocean in what's called the Milne Edward Deep, okay? And the guy that who headed the research, Dr. Menzies, admitted that this discovery they made may indeed be the ruins of an ancient city and very well could be, direct quote, one of the most exciting discoveries of the century. Some of the columns are half buried in the mud while others are still standing upright, and many of them appear to have a kind of writing on them, okay? But then another expedition in the Atlantic videotaped for miles pillared temples, under the ocean, buildings, statues, wide curving boulevards, small avenues branching out from the center like spokes from a wheel. Obviously, intelligence was used. This is nothing natural. And again, it's found at the bottom of the ocean, exactly like you'd expect to find if, in fact, there was a worldwide flood that destroyed society. You would find some of these things still under the ocean, totally destroyed, but under the ocean, and that's what we find. But again, it's not just a little piece here, a little piece there. They find these all over the world. In Cuba, amazing discovery that they made about a half mile down, okay, off the coast of Cuba. And this was done by a dual researchers from Canada and from Cuba. And they not only found structures very similar looking to what they find on land in Stonehenge and Easter Island, okay, but some of the structures were over 1,300 feet wide, over 130 feet high. Some of them were sitting on top of each other, and they showed distinct shapes, symmetrical designs of a non-natural kind. Can't explain that one away. And once again, the anthropologists said that the still photos that they took from the videos clearly show, quote, symbols and inscriptions. So you can't say that something natural. Somehow this is man-made. It's just at the bottom of the ocean. Go figure. And they says they don't know what language the inscriptions are in, but it's obviously looking man-made there. And one of the researchers in this find off of Cuba said, it is stunning, direct quote here, what we see in our high-resolution sonar images are limitless rolling white sand plains, and in the middle of this beautiful white sand, there are clear, man-made, large-size architectural designs. It looks like when you, listen to this, this is amazing. It looks like when you fly over an urban development in a plane and you see highways, tunnels, and buildings right there under the ocean. Okay. And now, what they admit, excuse me, Dr. Monteith, is what they admit is there's a problem here. If the dating proves accurate on this find, it would mean that an ancient, this is a direct quote, that an ancient civilization had designed and erected these vast stone structures long before the wheel was invented in Sumeria and the sundial in Egypt. Well, gee, how do you explain something like that? No, it wasn't aliens, folks. It was exactly what the Bible said. This was a highly advanced, highly intelligent pre-flood society that the Bible said got so wicked, okay, that the hearts of man at that time was continually wicked. That's all he thought about, was wicked things and wicked deeds. And so God wiped out that society, and say for eight people, Noah and his family, on a boat. And so therefore, if that's true, you would expect to find some of the remains of their cities underneath the ocean. Well, hey, go figure. That's exactly what we find. But that's not all. Again, this is not just in a one spot here. It's all over the world. In India, two amazing finds, at least we were able to discover in research, have been found, and it's just absolutely amazing. What's funny is the local fishermen in the area have said for centuries that a great flood consumed a city in a single day, but of course nobody believed them because apparently they hadn't gone to the universities and school systems of the West and getting indoctrinated into live evolution. But that's what they kept saying. And so one researcher, a guy named Graham Hancock, he decided to take him serious, and lo and behold, that's exactly what he found.
Hold that thought, Pastor. We'll be back in just a moment.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time,
the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America@527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking about the advanced pre-flood civilization. And there really was a very advanced civilization there. And we see, for instance, the Great Pyramids, and we have our ideas how they were built. But Pastor Crone, is there any suggestion that the Great Pyramids and those great temples we see along the Nile were pre-flood construction?
Yeah, some people would go down that route, Dr. Monteith, and say that that was, you know, some of the leftover remains of that. Either way, you know, having gotten into that issue and some of the research that we've done, is after the flood, you know, mankind got reduced down to 8 people. One thing they did carry with them wasn't just, you know, 2 of every kind, not species, 2 of every kind of animals, and began to repopulate the earth. But they carried with them the knowledge, at least in their heads, with this highly advanced technology. And so if, again, you extrapolate that, okay, let's put it to the test. That's what science is supposed to be about. And let's see if it can be demonstrated and repeated. And so what we see is post-flood, and again agrees with the biblical account, right after the Genesis account in Genesis chapter 9, Genesis 2 chapters later, Genesis chapter 11, you see mankind once again united together, and they're building a huge, massive mega tower. And unfortunately, they're rebelling against God again. But you see, right after the flood, mankind began to repopulate, and they started going back to start building some amazing edifices. And so whether you want to say it was surviving of the pre-flood, it also agrees with the post-flood account that mankind, at least for a while, began to once again utilize that super intelligence that they had and the knowledge of the pre-flood society with the high tech, and they lickety-split, at least for a while, began to build some amazing edifices that we have, frankly, once again, either are rediscovering that technology or we still have, it's just been completely lost. And, you know, you look at it from a biblical account, and you also begin to study over there in the East, and you look at the history of Western civilization. You know, one of the worst times, if you will, at least from a scientific, intellectual part of man's history over there in Western Europe, in that area, was called the Dark Ages. And during the Dark Ages, we lost so much technology, it's phenomenal. The technology that we find in the dirt today, folks, if you're familiar with the Roman culture and even just what we see with Egypt, the pre-flood society had technology that was way more advanced than that. But we were even just blown away by the Roman culture. And again, because, you know, I was watching a documentary on what they're finding in the dirt with the Roman culture, and they had this high-tech advanced plumbing system and where they literally would make the same kind of pipes and joints and valves, highly advanced valves, metal valves, that we use today. The Romans were using them way back then. And again, all this fits with the biblical account. But what happened is once mankind entered into the Dark Ages, almost all, including the stuff from even the Roman society, which still is not as advanced as pre-flood, we even lost that. And it was just unfortunate. And so again, to hopefully answer the question, Dr. Monty, whether it's surviving of the pre-flood society or if it's for a period until mankind lost it, the post-flood society, it again agrees with the biblical account. Now, either way, take a look at that. That is exactly opposite of what we have been told by evolution, that the further you go back in archaeology and paleontology with mankind's history, the dumber he was, to where he was just only recently was able to eke out a fire and a wheel, and only recently have we been able to drive around in a car obviously I'm being facetious for a point, but that's not what we find. The further you go back, you find all this amazing technology. And again, it agrees with the biblical account. And again, I don't want to, it's fascinating information, but I don't want people to miss the point. The whole point that we provide this information is, yes, it agrees with the biblical account, which means the Bible is accurate, the Bible is true. You might want to get in there and at least at face value, take a look at it. Okay, but the whole evidence of a judge creation, a pre-flood society, is just that. God really did judge this planet once before, okay, because of wickedness. Therefore, here's the point. If he did that, and we see evidence of that, and in the same book that records that first judgment, the Bible, if in the same book he says, now in the future, okay, when you start to see these signs once again taking place on the planet, because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. When you see these signs taking place again, you better wake up, because I'm fixing to judge the planet again. That's the whole point. Yes, it's fascinating information. It's mind-blowing. You talk about a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy with evolution. We've been lied to, because the Bible, again, tells us why. These people don't want there to be a God. They want to be their own God. The Bible says the reason why these people continue to lie to us to this degree is because they want to follow their ungodly desires. 2 Peter 3 gives us the motive. When you take a look at this information, and when you take a look at the facts, you get, I would think rightly so, incensed. It's like, are you kidding me? I cannot believe that you've been lied to. And you think about it, folks, over the years, they have grabbed control of the educational system. They've grabbed control of the media. Okay, and so those are the two big educators. It's not just the educational system, it's the television and the media, because that's what basically people believe. That's what shapes and forms their opinions and their beliefs and patterns, good, bad, or ugly. And so they've got the power of the two biggest educational devices on the planet, and they're using them against us. That's easily documented. And because they don't want you to believe that there is a God, because they admit that the only alternative, and these are direct quotes from another study we did called A Special Creation, they admit that the only alternative to evolution is special creation. And listen, they said, and that is unthinkable. Who cares what the facts say? Who cares what we find? If we find anything that disagrees with our preconceived idea, because we don't want there to be a God, we want to be God and make up our own rules, okay, then we will just couch it away. They refuse to go down that route. We document people that when we, and this is another story we did called A Fearful Creation, deal with dinosaurs in the Bible, when they have taken the actual evolutionists down to the dig sites, okay, fresh dig sites, so you can't say that was faked or whatever. They've literally just pulled up a massive, you know, bedrock and exposed for the first time, okay, a layer. When you see man tracks, human tracks, crisscrossing dinosaur tracks, okay, in some instances, man tracks have stepped into the dinosaur tracks, okay, and vice versa, then how do you explain that? When they have actually, I kid you not, Dr. Modu, they have actually taken evolution scientists down there to look at the evidence so that you can't say, well, those are photos that you manipulated in Photoshop. No, here, come, please, see the evidence. They literally have turned their back and refuse to look at the evidence. That's not science. We're being lied to, and we need to find out what's
going on. Well, hang on there, Pastor, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you again next month here, the American Freedom Network.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we continue our series of studies on Messiah, Yeshua, and the Seven Feasts of the Lord. The Voice of Many Waters congregation meets every Shabbat at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Services begin at 1 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562 for more information. Check us out on the web at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and there is all sorts of evidence of a very advanced pre-flood society. And certainly, if you've ever been to Egypt, as I have, and gone down the Nile and seen these magnificent temples with the great pillars there, and you wonder, how did they ever build these, you know, 3,000-4,000 years ago? And maybe they were built 5,000 years ago. Maybe there were examples of the what existed before the flood. But most of what you've learned in school is not true. Why? Because, of course, the spiritual implications of this whole story. Basically, of course, we have Pastor Billy Crone's series, The Final Countdown, Part 1 and Part 2. There's 5 DVDs in each one. We have this on the DVD, I mean on CD, at least the first 5 talks that go along with the Final Countdown. We have Pastor Billy Crone's book on the Final Countdown. We recommend them to you. You must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there is a conspiracy against God. Haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? You need to get it. You need to go to our website. We have so much information on this supernatural battle that is going on today. And it is a supernatural battle, and the media is lying to you, and the History Channel, at Discovery Channel. Oh, they have wonderful, entertaining programs. But the underlying theme is always, and billions and billions of years ago, or millions of years ago, anything to get you to disbelieve the Bible. And certainly that's why they've taken God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools. There is a conspiracy against God. If you'd like to get that wonderful DVD series, which we're going to be covering now, The Final Countdown, Pastor Crone's a book by that title, or certainly the first 5 CDs of, and we have them in 2 sets, part 1, part 2. You get part 1. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You need to have a completely different vision of the world, and believe me, Pastor Billy Crone does a great job of bringing the information you're not going to get elsewhere. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our programs there. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and you can get our programs there either live or recorded, certainly 24 hours a day in the archives. You can certainly get our material there. You can hear us on shortwave 3 hours a day, and you can get us on certainly with a handheld telephone in the afternoon program. You get by calling 760-LOWSS11. 760-LOWSS11. You can hear us 24 hours a day if you have unlimited minutes on your phone. get the information, help us to get it out. And believe me, all across America, people are getting our material. It's not my material. It's material of the very smart people we get. And they're getting it to others. There's a growing awareness. The only question, will we get enough people convinced soon enough before America, the world, is destroyed? So until tomorrow at the same time, I stand by it. And may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power.